What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jonathan with the Better on Yourself podcast coming to you live right now from inside the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami. 99.7 The Heat Miami is officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. If you have not, do this for me. Download the iHeartRadio app to your phone, tablet, or TV or desktop computer and type in 99.7 space duh, D-A space heat, H-E-A-T, Miami. And you're going to be streaming one of the top stations on iHeartRadio. We do over 15,000 listeners per month on our station. We play the dopest music within R&B, pop, hip hop, EDM, Spanish, urban inspirational, as well as we play amazing artists in the world of indie music. The Better Yourself podcast is special. Here is why. We own the only Bet on Yourself podcast. So if you go to any platform, we are the only Bet on Yourself podcast. We started this podcast over 6 years ago. We started the hashtag for musicians to start using that. We have over 410,000 people that use the hashtag, have used the hashtag. And we have this podcast has over 135 episodes. I speak to artists that I believe in, that we believe in as a company, that we think are really out here betting on themselves at the highest level, not making excuses and making extraordinary music. And they have a light in this world that needs to be seen. Speaking to a young lady, I literally have been known for over 4 years. The thing I like about this empress, this young empress, is that she has a vibration about her, a frequency, an energy that is so positively contagious that you want to be around her. You want her in the building. She is a trillion watt light bulb wherever she goes. I'm honored, super honored to be speaking, be interviewing my friend, my partner, an amazing recording artist, Icy Lani, on the Better Yourself podcast. What's up, Ice?
Hello. Hola.
Well, you had to give me that big boy intro.
What's up? Thank you. That was beautiful. I appreciate that.
You know I had to give you that intro like that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was beautiful.
Listen, all the way through. All the way through, for sure. So listen, I want to tap right into it for everything that we got going on. Explain to the Better Yourself audience, like, what sacrifices have you made to stay relevant and to stay prosperous in music? Like, what's some of the things you denied yourself from?
Denied myself? Like,
yeah, I think sacrifice you made for your career.
I've sacrificed a lot. You know, it's dedication and motivation. A lot of, scheduling. You have to be hard on yourself. You do have to sacrifice your, you know, put a lot of time into your work because it's your work, you know, and it's something that you want to be proud of. So, and you want other people to love your work as well. So a lot of things I sacrifice too is sometimes I do work for other people in my own work and incorporate other people's work in my daily work. So sometimes, a lot of the time, it's not really about me. It could be about other people. So I sacrifice my time to give to other people and give them the share my platform, you know? So, yeah, I do a lot of sacrifices, but I guess that could say that's just one of them that I could think of.
Right. And the reason why I ask that question, because people may see you on the gram and say, oh, he's this beautiful woman. She's always living her best life. And that's, you know, that's true. You're a very positive person. But like, what's some of the, like, describe your behind the scenes grind. Like, you know, like, what's it like in your world as far as work? Like, what time are you getting up? How many hours you putting in? Kind of give us a snapshot of the demand of being used, like, of what it's like.
Well, my day to day is I wake up, I have my breakfast, I have my coffee, I bring my fur babies outside. You know, I have to enjoy the weather. That's why I moved to Miami. So I really make a point to take time out and start my day off right. That's the most important thing, because if you don't, just everything's going to just scattle throughout the day. So you really have to put your mindset right first. And usually I get up at around 8 o'clock. Sometimes I get up earlier. Sometimes I try to work out earlier so I can start my day. And then, I mean, my music is a part of my 9 to 5, and it should be for anybody who wants to, you know, make it in any music business or any industry. It's like a job, you know. So I usually put in my work throughout the day. I do my recordings. I go through my emails. I go through my appointments. You know, go through my interviews like I'm doing now. That's a lot of music video, music video filming. That's just part of my day-to-day activities that I do. And I try to keep it scheduled in a 9 to 5, because as you know, in the music industry, it's easy to go out of, I mean, you could sometimes get emails at like 12 o'clock at night, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't have to reply to it right away at 12 o'clock at night. So you choose how you want to conduct your business and who you want to conduct your business with, right? So, yeah, that's usually my 9 to 5. And then I try to relax on the evenings and spend time with my family and my fur babies.
No doubt about it. I want you to break down to the audience this part, the Better Yourself audience. When did the switch happen for you to, like, go from your government name to Icy Lonnie? Like, when did you make the permanent decision in your life to say, I'm going full-fledged with this?
So I started recording music at a young age, like when I was 19. And then I actually flew out to Trinidad and recorded my first demo there. And the experience I had was a lot. So one day I'll talk more about that. But sure. So when I came back, I was, you know, recording here and there, but there's just a lot going on in the music industry. And I don't want to get into like a lot of things because there's a lot of craziness, but I just figured like it's better to just go my own lane. And since I'm in my own lane, as you know, and I just decided to trademark a name, which took literally 2 years. Like, it doesn't happen overnight. So nothing that I did happened overnight. I know a lot of people wake up and they want to, you know, be in the music industry one day. And, but really, like, nothing happens overnight. You know, like, if you want to do it on your own as an independent artist, nothing happens overnight. It takes time and patience. And like you said, sacrifice. So, yeah, I did my trademark and I trademarked it, and it took about 2 years, and that was that. And I mean, it had to be something unique, like, because my real name is Bianca, as you know. So, there's a million Biancas out there, which was really hard to identify as an artist, you know, and especially when you're searching my name, it's like there's a million people with Bianca Garcia. It's, I mean, you know, so I tried to find something unique and something that represents me. So I picked like 2 or 3 different names that was meaningful to me and tried to combine it into one and to make it, you know, sound nice and pretty. So yeah, that was my my journey with my name.
No doubt. I want to tap into this part here. When you think about Because, you know, you have multiple things that you do. Modeling, music, acting. I mean, you pretty much do it all. Amazon. Mm-hmm. Store. I mean, you are a true boss in your own right. So salute to you.
Thank you. And that's another thing I had to do was I had to merge, because I was a model before and going by my first name. Mm-hmm. And so it was, I like my fans that I had for 5 years of modeling, I had to find a way to merge them into my brand name, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that takes time, right? Because people know they search me as this, and then so you have to merge all your fans to and make sure you keep things up to date with what you're doing with people and, you know, new things that you're doing. So I've always tried to keep that relationship with my fans that I've had from when I was modeling, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right down to the audience, your sound. Like, what is the icing? I mean, like, what is your sound?
My
like,
sound
describe
is
it. Like describe your sound. Like, or just describe your music style.
I would say it's urban because I'm an urban girl. Like, I was born in Toronto. I was living in my grandma's house in Etobicoke. So I'm a city girl.
What's Etobicoke?
Etobicoke is a city in Toronto.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's where I'm a city girl. Like, I, you know, my experience, I mean, I moved out more to like Mississauga, West End part of Toronto, which is kind of suburbs, like country, like, you know, they're building new construction, you know, properties and stuff like that when I got older. But, I pretty much was born and raised in the city. So I'm a city girl. So most of my genres or my style is going to be urban, you know, like, I mean, I'm still into some country, you know, even some like, you know, I love R&B and like, you know, stuff, but I would say majority of my stuff would be urban.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Toronto real quick, Canada. Like, what has been the response from people from the Toronto, from the Canada audience period, like what have they, you know, what has been the feedback from them regarding your music?
It's been positive since I started recording. Like when I first did my demo, I got invited to go out to Trinidad because they heard like a scrappy demo of like Killing Me Softly from the Fugees when I was like recording music in my basement, you know? So like, and everyone in my neighborhood was like sending it out everywhere and like playing it. So it got to somebody and then it got to somebody and then it got to some studio in Trinidad. Right. So yeah. And a lot of people, they already know me as when I was modeling. So they're very excited when I started, you know, recording music, they were, you know, happy to know that I'm doing other things like moving on from my 5-year modeling contract. And we're excited to see what else I have coming. And so when I did that, it was a big, thing. Like a lot of people was really happy and to come out to my show and stuff like that. So yeah, it was really good. It's really good.
Social media and music. Explain how social media impacts your brand and your music. Like, how are you using social media to increase the footprint of your music?
I try to stay, like I said, like I try to keep a relationship with all of my fans. Like that's, you know, whatever mm-hmm. feedback I get is what also inspires me to create more music and the type of music that I create. So, and a lot of things like, you know, that I go through, my experiences inspires me too to create different music. But I just combine it all into one. Like I combine my experiences, people that I know have gone through things, their experiences, what fans are telling me on social media, what they like, you know, things like that. So I try to combine all of that into my music when I'm creating and writing. For sure.
What is something about you that your friends and family and just people say, you know what, I love that about like Icyline? And then what's one thing about you you feel like you need to change in order to be a better person?
Well, my friends, they say they love like my honesty. They love my realness. Even Uncle Luke, I have the video where he's like the realist. I'm like, no, you're the realist. He's like, no, you're the realist.
Yeah.
You know, so like, it's just that. And like, I mean, I just keep it real. You know, I don't do anything. I know, like, I'm me. I just keep it real. Yeah.
So talk about your Amazon connection. Like, how does that play into your music brand? Like, what, just so the audience can connect with that, you know, like, what is, explain your Amazon line of work business.
So my Amazon brand is basically my merch, like my music merch with, you know, designs created by me based on the releases of the songs that I've done. And I mean, I'm an Amazon girl. I love shopping on Amazon. I love the sustainability climate pledge that they have. So, you know me, I'm an environmentalist. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm big on those things. So, yeah, so it was really fun. And it was a lot of work, too. Like, you have to put in your time to create a clothing brand. So that was a lot of time and sacrifice that I had to go through to achieve all of the designs that I have right now online. So I'm super, super excited about that. I'm super excited that everything's coming into fruition.
Got it. I want you to break down to the audience this part. What makes you so resilient and disciplined? Because you're a very disciplined person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're very resilient. You're very focused. Where does that come from?
I just tap in. You know, I tap in. I'm hopeful. I don't give up. You know, I work hard to accomplish things. When things aren't going right, you know, you have to straighten it. So like, it's just, you know, it's constant driven day to day, just working to do things right and get things done. And, you know, procrastination is distractions could be a challenge sometimes. It's very easy to get distracted. So you have to find time in your day for yourself to break, where you could recap and reflect on everything that you're doing. And then, you know, tomorrow's another day, right?
Absolutely. Tomorrow definitely is another day.
Mm-hmm.
So here is my question to you regarding where you are now. Explain to the Better Yourself audience, like, where are you now with your career? Like, what are some things positively that have happened? What are some things that you, just explain to the audience, like, what are some things that's been happening positively, and what does the future look like for your brand? Like that? Like, what does it look like?
You know, when I first started recording music, it's this big thing, like with everybody, like you have to get signed in order to get your career to pop off. And you have to, like, you know, depend on people, which is easy to think that way in the music industry. But now we're in a life right now in this day and age where there's so much of that is evolved in music, that if you just tap in and educate yourself and do your research, there's a lot of things that you could do yourself. Like, I never, like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to get like radio play or this and that, or, you know, music. I have to get a producer. I have to get signed. I have to get a video director to do this for me. Like, I used to always think that that was, and most people think that, you know, and because that's how it was, right? But now it's like, you don't realize, like, when I actually start doing the work and doing things yourself and treating your music and artistry like a brand, like a business, you know, over the years, I never thought that I would have accomplished so much that I have. Like, I never thought that I would be getting, like, my song would be playing on the radio and getting charted and awards and all this stuff. And now my brand's launching and, like, I'm doing this all on my own. And I never thought that that would actually be possible one day, you know? And I wish sometimes, like, I could go back in time and know that, but sometimes, or I tell people and give that advice, but sometimes you have to go through things in life to get that experience, to understand and learn things on your own, to be a strong person, you know, so you know what you could do, you know your worth, you know what you could bring to the table. So now when you have record deals and people, you know, saying they could do this, or they could offer record deals and producers offering this stuff, you could sit back and be like, okay, should I take this one? Or maybe should I not take this one? You know, what do they have to offer me now? Because they give you a list of things that they can do. And you're like, yeah, I do that. I can get that done. So, right. So now you're like, so what's left? Like, you know, so now you're not like, you're not in a situation like that where you, like, your mentality of having to get other people to do things for you in order to get stuff done when you end up finding ways to do it yourself as a businesswoman, you know? So yeah, it gives you that strength and to do things like a business, any other business, you know?
Right. Yeah, definitely. The thing I love about you is that, you know, you don't take no, you know, you believe in yourself at the highest level. And that's one of the things that I think comes through. I want you to break down to the audience your discography. Explain, like, pick two of your records that you feel people need to know about. I want you to talk about them briefly.
My first album? Or my
I'm saying just pick like two records that you think people should know about when they come to your Spotify or Apple or iHeartRadio profile. Like, break down, give us a backdrop story of two of your biggest records on your profile.
Well, I do have, I have two types of records. I have my original stuff where it's just my song, it's just my writing, you know, self-titled, everything. And then I also have features. So there's a lot of features of our artists that I've collaborated with. So I have a lot. So I have those two types of things. But right now I'm working on releasing singles that are going to be decided on an album. So I'm planning on releasing an album this year, but I have to, so I'm releasing singles right now, but I'm going to decide which ones I want to put on the album, you know, and that's based on, you know, what people are feeling the most, right? And what my fans are feeling the most, because ultimately they're the ones that are listening to my music on Spotify. So I owe that to them, you know, like, you are tapping in with me, so I'm going to tap in and what you like, you know, so, and base that on my picks that I want to add to the album, right? So, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of songs that I've released in the past were good, like the So Nice, which is the first one that charted on a compilation album on Billboard, a reggae album. And then, my album that came out, or my album that just came out, my recent album, Velvet Vibes, that one also charted, Feeling. I think it was Feeling that charted on, iTunes or Amazon. So, and it's like, when you have to check the charts, you don't realize how much your songs are charting, you know, like, I didn't even know a couple songs. I didn't even know they were charting. And then I checked the charts and I was like, oh my gosh, that song was charting. Like, wow, that's good to know, you know? So it's good to know what songs are charting and what songs people love the most. So you know what direction to go in regards to my next album, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. And I got some nice features coming, so excited about that.
What's one thing you must get done this year before the year ends that's regarding your music career? What's one thing you gotta get done before the year ends?
Definitely the album. Definitely the album, because it's definitely in the works. My photography was just done, and some of the singles I released off the album. have been released. So it's just definitely that's the goal, is to finish the album by the end of the year. And also I want to work on a Christmas album, because I released a song last year or the year before. It was a Christmas single and it charted on iTunes, and it was my first Christmas single. So I wasn't expecting much from it. And then when I found out it was charting on iTunes, I was like, oh wow, like this is a good market for Christmas, right? And I love Christmas music. So definitely I want to work on a Christmas album. So once this album's done, I'm definitely going to get there. And those are my two main things that I'm working on for this year. So super excited for those.
Got it. Let me ask you this, regarding your life right now. Mental health plays a big role in our society. How do you keep yourself balanced? I mean, it's so much you have to juggle all the time, but how do you keep yourself balanced on everything?
Honestly, I don't even know. Sometimes I'm telling you, I surprise myself. I'm just like there's days where I just feel like I can't even do anything. Like there's just so much going on, and you have to like block a lot of negativity that you get from people and in general. I mean, there's a lot of, the industry has so much going on, and you really have to create your own safe environment, you know, like your own space with peace, happiness, you know, concentration, health. You know, you have to create that environment, because if you don't, you just get distracted. And I mean, I'm a victim of that. I get distracted all the time. And there's days where I'm just really upset or about something and I can't even. So what I do is a lot of the times is I write. Too, that's another outlet that helps me with my mental health. Like if there's something I'm really upset about and I'm like, you know what, if it's really bothering me and I just want to get it off my chest, I'll write about it. You know, I'll write it down and I'll get back to it some other time. And that could actually turn into a song or a collaboration with somebody, you know? So it's, you have to just create your space, you know? And focus on your, like you said, your mental health, because it's not easy to be like in the music industry with so much going on, you know? So it's not easy. It's definitely not easy, but you have to find outlets to help that. Like some people go to therapy. Therapy helps really well. But for me, like my therapy is writing things down. Like if something's bothering me or I want to get it off my chest, I'll talk about it with somebody or write it down, you know, to get it off your chest. Cause you have to, like it's for your own health, you know?
Definitely.
What do you enjoy most about being on the Better Yourself podcast today? Keep it real. Like, what have you enjoyed about being on the podcast today?
Oh, is that I enjoy it the most. Honestly, I enjoy speaking with you. Honestly, I really enjoy talking about the new things that I'm working on. So definitely for all the friends, family, and fans out there, tap in. There's lots of new music coming out, new designs on my merch as well. So definitely in the works. So that's super. That's definitely what I, and speaking with you about real things, you know, like real life situations. Yeah. Like we're just talking about mental health, like things like this that should be brought up and have the conversation about in the music industry, because a lot of people suffer from mental health because of so much that's going on. And it's definitely a topic of conversation that needs to be talked about and, you know, about definitely.
Well, that's the next podcast you're going to be on with me, Ambition Over Fear. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Ambition Over Fear. That's our podcast where we go into mental health.
That sounds good.
So we got to book that. That's going to be the next one, boss. Well, listen, I want to say thank you so much. You know that the Better Yourself podcast is one of the top ranking podcasts on Apple right now. We are ranked, I think today we're ranked 78 in the top 100. So if you download the Apple Podcast app and type in Better Yourself, you're going to put on, if you download the Apple Podcast app, and then you click the browse button at the bottom, click on categories, select music, then you can see our show, our podcast is ranking in the top 100. We're doing over 15,000 downloads a week right now. Bet on Yourself is everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Pandora, and I only interview artists I feel like that are just at that level. And you know, our podcast is free, but it's monetized by artist donations. So, you know, if your heart moves you to donate, Ice, you could definitely donate to the podcast. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Any final shout outs you want to give to anybody?
Shout out to everyone who's been supporting me, who supports me now, who supported me from day one, definitely my day ones, my mom. Shout out to my family. Shout out to all my friends, family, and fans. Thank you so much for all your support that you've given me and the music that I've created over the years. Appreciate everything, and I can't wait to give you more to come in the future and new tracks that are coming soon.
Well, this podcast, we're going to push it out tomorrow, so it'll be available tomorrow. We'll add it to your page as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Man, this interview been lit. You did a great job today. I'm super proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Honestly,
and don't forget to hit the red button the red button that says leave. Don't forget to hit that button.
Oh, the red button, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
To peace.
Thank you. Bye.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.